through the cracks. We got a system, but it won't bring them back. Disappearing down black holes of what we don't wanna know. Civilization seems to rest, and all the people that we can't forget. I don't wanna live off the grid anymore. Find your kindness, why can't we find our kindness? Find your kindness now. 21st century life, neon lights and satellites. How do we miss what's before our eyes? The media can freeze ya into collective amnesia. I don't wanna forget anymore. Find your kindness, why can't we find our kindness? Find your kindness now. When did democracy become a paper chasing bureaucracy? All of our hands got tied, and we don't know how to be kind. Put a face to a name, a real person to the numbers game. I don't wanna hesitate anymore, anymore. Find your kindness, why can't we find our kindness? Find your kindness now. Find your kindness, why can't we find our kindness? Find your kindness now, now, now. Find your kindness, why can't we find our kindness? Find your kindness.
Listening to The Journey on Pulse 94.1.
This is the start, this is your heart, this is the day you were born. This is the sun, these are your lungs, this is the day you were born.
Always yours. Radio station for families across the South Coast. Pulse 94.1.
And now with their tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
Hi, we're Byron and Francine Parola from Smart Loving, and today we're talking about how to manage disappointment and tension in your relationships.
Have you ever felt stuck in your relationship, frustrated and hurt by your spouse's behaviour? All couples go through periods when their relationship is strained. Stress, sleep deprivation, demands from family and work can starve our marriages of the positive energy they need and deserve. Soon, we find ourselves arguing more often, making up with less enthusiasm, and becoming someone even we ourselves don't like.
The thing is, all couples disagree at times, and all of us have arguments. Everyone feels annoyed and frustrated by their spouse occasionally or even frequently. It's easy to fall into destructive patterns of relating, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, don't get angry. Instead, just tango.
So what's tango? Tango is a simple three-step process to help you turn your angry exchanges into a dance.
The T in tango stands for time out. When things get tense, you owe it to yourself and to your marriage to step out of the hot zone and regain your calm. But time out is not about stewing it over and rehearsing your attack. It's about connecting with the best part of you, the part of you that is true and loving. So, time out, take a few deep breaths, let the tension go.
The N in tango is for needs. Now that you're calmer, reflect on what's happening for you. Name your emotions, acknowledge them. What do they tell you about the needs that are being frustrated in this situation? Perhaps you are angry because your spouse has broken a promise and it's caused you inconvenience and worry. Your emotions might be telling you that you need reliability in order to trust your spouse. Or maybe you're upset because your spouse has criticized you. Do your emotions tell you that you need to feel respected and admired by your spouse?
The G in tango is for gratitude. When we're hurt, it's easy to be overwhelmed by the negative feelings about our spouse. Soon we are remembering all the little ways that he or she let us down. What started as a single disappointment soon grows to be a major character flaw in our spouse. Hope evaporates and we become reactive and critical.
Gratitude can be consciously chosen and is a powerful technique for taming those runaway negative thoughts and bringing our focus onto the goodness in our spouse. Gratitude helps us to keep our spouse and the situation in perspective.
So there it is. Three simple steps to handle tension and anger. Time out, needs and gratitude. Tango helps you move out of that gridlocked hopelessness into a space of optimism and opportunity. It helps you move from condemnation to curiosity, a state of mind that has a spacious generosity for your spouse, a mindset that allows for an alternative interpretation of your spouse's actions to the one that you tend to assume and condemn.
We're Francine and Byron Parola. For more relationship tips, visit smartloving.org.
Touch the sky, burn within my soul and mind, till all I see are your eyes. Like the dawn takes back the light, like your sun brought back to life. Resurrect my soul's desire to burn again with true love's fire. With true love.
Radio for life, right across the South Coast. Pulse 94.1.
Live the Gospel with Pete Gilmore.
If you're ever driving to Melbourne from Wollongong, one of the things you'll realise is that it's pretty much one long road the entire way there. Sure, there are towns here and there and a few forks in the road, but for the most part, you just follow the signs and you're pretty well guaranteed to make it. The last time I travelled down, armed with my trusty iPhone, GPS loaded, the unthinkable happened. Somehow, on the one straight road, I got lost. Now, me being me, I thought I could, you know, I could figure it out and I'd eventually find the right way again. Truth was, though, the more I tried to find my way again, the more lost I got. Eventually, I had to swallow my pride and hit the reroute button and turn my car around. In life, with heaven as our destination, how easy is it to take a wrong turn? How easy it is to stop off here or there and get distracted? The good news is that even if we somehow end up in Adelaide, we can still hit that reroute button. We can still make that choice to follow God with all our heart. Wherever you are today, whether you're on the right track or not, I pray you have the courage to hit that reroute button. Perhaps take a few moments tonight before you sleep to pray and reflect, where am I? and where should I be? God bless.
Pulse 94.1. Radio station for families across the South Coast. Pulse 94.1.
You've been listening to the Journey Summer series of highlights from the 2013 shows. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, The Journey Catholic Radio, and tune in at 11 a.m. on Sundays on Pulse 94.1.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 94.1 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.